trumpet in the morning. You can bury me in the east. You can bury me in the west. I'm going to rise up, be a trumpet in the morning, because I've been bent in the forge, been struck by the hammer, been scorched by fire, so be a trumpet this morning. I don't touch my shoes. Oh, let them shine, let them shine. I've been all night in the dew, John revelated in the marshy bottoms, Lazarus in the crook of a willow, whittled a gospel boat from a simple reed, launched that skiff in the spittle of a mule's jaw, gouged the sky song from the black giant's thigh, shackled it to a cotton flower. Oh, I freed it all my sorrows. Oh, these is floresome shoes, all bright with dew. And I feels like Noah riding Eve ankle boats on God's stony waters. And I feels like doves in my earlobes fetching freedom sound in a single green leaf from dry land. Feels like glory walking in the blues. 10 fingers, 10 centipedal toes trebling jubilee from an acoustic crotch. Steel and catgut, I say, I feels unstrung like a broken guitar. But be a trumpet soon this morning. Now don't you touch my clothes. I'm gonna sit on a rainbow seat. Oh, my wings is sprouted, our wings is sprouted, and I feels like mating bird's mother this morning in the middle of the air. Oh, I've been overmatched by salvation, done broke the rock of living waters, done founded a home in that watershed, done looped the promise harness round my shoulders. Oh, don't touch my clothes, cause I'm a thin, bright, standing pat, J.B. Stetson hat, initials carved in the back of my shirt, umbrella and hallelujahs man, and jack of diamond hard to play. Got one eye to see and one to believe, a hellhound on my breath, a crossroad in my breast, stone in my pathway. I'm accelerating and I feels like whiskey talking rhyme. Oh, I feels like blowing my lonesome horn this morning, cause I woke up this morning more than something on my mind. Holy Ghost shining down. It ain't nothing but love, nothing but love. Oh, I feel so injected this morning, so strung out. Just a whole Sahara's of loving is what I'm talking about. Feels like a flaming desert flower. Feels like I'm sipping in the sand. Now tell me, did you ever, ever, ever see a possum at rehearsal or a raccoon steal away? Now watch me steal away. Oh, I got a feeling down deep, I be a trumpet soon in the morning, be a trumpet soon in the morning. I don't know. Maybe you do.
I don't know. So maybe you do. I wanna be a trumpet in the morning.
trumpet in the morning.
Floyd LaFleur on trumpet. A few words about Arthur's poetry from a fellow scribbler. Arthur took chances as a person and as a poet. This willingness to put himself out there on the edge, whether it be in performing his poems in public with musicians like Floyd LaFleur, Freddie Washington, Lee Roth, Dwight Homer, or Maurice Malick, or any of the many others he worked with, or whether it be absolutely alone on the stage, whether it be jamming his spirited mouth harp behind Shirley LaFleur's Saturday Night Rent Party poem, or whether it be taking chances on the page, straining beyond the safe conception or resolution of the poem to find the more psychically and societally dangerous, visionary one. This willingness to take chances out there on the edge is what made him such an outstanding artist. And I think it's what we celebrate here today. Arthur's imagery could be disarmingly simple. Ain't nothing but love, ain't nothing but love. Or it could be dense and demanding. I've been all night in the dew, John revelated in the marshy bottoms, Lazarus in the crook of the willow, whittled a gospel boat from a simple reed, launched that skiff in the spittle of a mule's jaw, gouged a sky song from the black giant's thigh, and shackled it to a cotton flower. Either way, spare or dense, the images made crystalline sense. And the harder you looked, the more you tended to see. In these lines, dripping with the damp of the elemental world, with heritage, with the history and culture of time. Lines shining with the light of exploration as they mapped out an interior space. Whether Arthur wrote of the physical or metaphysical dimensions, or both at once, he did so in a language filled with music and in a music filled with language. He was an initiate of the sacred mysteries of poetry and music and knew the deep meaning of the maxim, he who possesses rhythm possesses the universe. Like the great poets, he was engaged in the creation of a language itself, one that could speak the unspeakable, life, death, love, madness, and the beyond. I hear my goldfish singing, he declared. And then we too heard that silent voice singing a song which is decidedly ours.
Yes, Michael, you spoke of a new language. The language that Arthur brought to all the people, the speaking of his heart. A new language born, reborn out of a black tradition, from talking Mississippi and New Orleans, back swamp drop Georgia, about in from Casey, Mo 14th and Biddle, on Pendleton and Cottage in the Via, uptown, downtown, was Arthur bidden six, no, not whist, but 6 bits plus 4. Saturday night Harlem, and back to Chi-Town blues. Moving Sunday morning with God's spell on Saturday night into whiskey, drink, and rye. Monday night at dusk, taking it to the street, and getting sophisticated. The sophisticated gent called knowledge, giving it away sometimes to the unwise. The intellect, sharpening their intellect. Always getting down, coming full circle, a new language, yes, a new language, so old, this new language. Born, reborn, out of a black tradition, older than age, ancient, taking it to the street, out of a black tradition, sharing it from his family with his friends, with his friends like, you know, Calvin and Fred and Billy and Tom and Dewey. And then his blood, like James and Junebug, his daddy, and his satin dial Jay. Yeah, so Arthur is alive, you know, and we are not here to celebrate his death. We are celebrating his life. So let's give him a hand clap. Didn't he come to you loud and clear? You want to get fired up, because that's the way he liked it. Fired up, even on your fire water, you know, fired up, right? So what a wonderful introduction to hear Arthur accompanied by one of his favorite trumpeters, Floyd LaFleur. So where do we go from here? We want to take this chance, this opportunity to read to you, to speak to you, you know, because I don't know, I get lost in reading. Speak to you from him in what this wonderful collection. Kept searching, said, oh, what am I going to read for Arthur tonight? So I called Dewey and I called James. I said, have you got so-and-so? I got this, but I think I need that. So I said, well, it was all scattered, as you know, you usually have to pull my stuff together when I get up here. And somebody said, here. So I had all of them, but this is the best. This is the best. Song of the Sly Mongoose. And be honored, because this is one of the greatest. This is his publication. Right? Okay. Let's hear from Arthur. And this is what he says in his dedication. A dedication. For all those singers, dancers, and makers, shouters of the long black song, for the bop, ghost, and gunslingers, all the hearts, long travelers on the short wings, and all the jazz, me joy jumpers, climbing up the high note through nights when even the moon blacked up for Bird and Billy and Monk and Duke, and as Casey said, for Butterfly and for Bertha too, and for you, what I can give prayers here. That's his dedication, it's to you. Little did he know how many would hear this. And us here. Message from the early worm. You said it was a whiff, a dark music that drew you down. You even kept its secret from your belly. Your heart moved in mine. I'm empty, the length of my body. When you come again to love me, pack a lunch. Now, wasn't that just like Arthur-like? Now, this makes sense. That's the name of this piece. Find it out. Run into it. Break a toe, a foot, a head, a window, a door. Clamp down heart with teeth. If you could jump up, let the world roll under your feet. Columbus. Like you could travel standing still and surprise, call your ass discovery. Like a seal, a dog, or drab Ahab. Barking at the waves, yourself, your own Moby Dick, fleeing and stalking a universe black sea. It makes sense. Junebug. He comes skinning down the steps, puffing and blowing through cut lips. About how he turned to join out, me and Billy and Kenneth, taking off his clothes, falling onto the rollaway bed, tumbling off the sleep, us kids, stooped between his dreaming and the couch, wondering what he used, his mouth, popping firecrackers under his head. And he don't move a nerve, dreaming, I suppose, about something he knew or something that he heard. Junebug was his brother. The little engine after, if I could. I mean, if you've heard. The little engine that could. I accuse spring of bees. I accuse you of love and salt. I'm gonna load my sorrows on your truck and stall them on the freeway. Everything I touch turns to poetry. Poetry turns to teeth. I have converted all my money into groceries. But it hurts my teeth to bite when stars, and galoshes. It is best to skip the shoe shine and wear an asbesto hat. That's the little engine after, if I could. Bird is on the ground. This is one of my favorites. A note from bird's throat say, Parker been here and been gone. Say, hang your head when you see this cold white mule pulling me. Put my little suede shoes on my feet. Put a silver 20-cent piece in my hand on one foot up. Toenail dragging. Oh, sing me a blues to hip the world. Bird ain't free. Gonna OD, city. I wanna go to. But baby, I love you and I can't take you, cause there's nothing in that scream is dream, is mean, is town, a funky honey jumping monkey like you won't do. So baby, so long, so low down, slow down, and blue. A bop instruction, James, for you. A recipe for the soul, had from a blue gum rag picker in Kansas City, transformed with alto sauce and served on short wings. Two. A shout with bench walked out of church, that bench walked out of church and sanctified a street corner. Three, Bobby prescription for the body's understanding. Lyrical Bobby braille and vision for the blind. Bobby conversation for the mute. Bop momentum for the halt. Little suede shoes. Four, Bop rites and reunions for Geechee's. For Geechee's resurrection. Five, Bop telegrams for the pulse and bloodlines. Bop news. Change re to bebop, rebebop. P1 change. It's Francis to Sissy to St. Elmo Hope. P2 change bud to power, change birds madness to a method book for the young. You don't have to play. See bop run bop. Come bop. Must have been into Dick and Jane. Change Parker to the directional sign. Bop can be a book to live as well as die by. Change the beauty of the dead to the beauty of the living. Telephone the generations. Bop construction for the unconstructed, for the freedman. Bop new, bop acres, bop signatures on bop votes and bop, boply city. Walk Parker, gently home, catch train, reclaim boppy territory, show your blues tattoo. P3, change loneliness into onlyness, change self to selves. P4, change into, swallow the gold sardine, walk Parker boppily home. P5, change into, you know, we could call it ornithology. You know, Bob, Arthur was into bebop, you know. Arthur said, hey, you know, one day sitting at the table, you know, Shirley, we created bebop. Mississippi River poem. The river stumped down from your house, from your hump of country heaven, past East St. Louis, stumped down its flowing foot from your house all the way to town. Before your mama's mama, before your daddy's, before the whole generation ever thought to be born or bear or be at home. It stepped out the kitchen door with shells quivering in its footprint like a long, wet dog. It slow looped down past the grapevine, past the shed, past the coop, under the clothesline. Past your mama's garden, past where your girls scouted, past where you poked your knife in the ground, past where you tomboyed alone and learned to be hurt by your own good down, past the drainage and the creek. When it appeared into the woods, nobody heard the splash of its dirt red grin. Nobody saw it. You didn't laugh at the catfish in its teeth. You didn't hunt mushrooms. You didn't drown. The river left home before your mama put the jellies in, before the generation got a toehold, before they sunk your basement like an ark into the hill, before the turtles crawled in, before the fossils of your girlhood's ghosts went to bed. It didn't go to the road. It traveled light. This was before it joined the circus, before it learned to pack house on its back, or snail tug, or trains, or catch divers from a bridge, before it ran here from Chicago, sang the blues in Cosmo, then disappeared into its suitcase down at the Gulf of Mexico. It kissed moon-white titties, shook night's black thigh, took Frank and Jesse for its wives, hit a storm in the hollow of its tooth, stung the bee, played its laughter close to its cheeks, and mailed a note in your backyard. It said, I don't know what it said. Something like, if you was a butterfly, I would press you between pages of a book. If you was a water rat, I wouldn't let you run away with the rest. But since you're a woman, I just press you between covers and puddle in your navel and make your backbone moan. And, you know, like that, you know how it could talk. Serve shit on a half shell. Would open all your doors, woman, and windows, let your love flow out and leave the flesh just singing on the bone. Get drunk on your tipping titties, undo your notions, roll you with your river roll motion till you was river hip, stain your clothes, then ooze out through the keyhole in your door. It blowed once in the ear of a girl in Memphis. A Beale Street reel. Something I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say. Tennessee mama, you ain't the only loving little Chevy loving woman in the world. You ain't the only shimmy loving woman in the world. Just six sweet 10 years old with childish ways. But you already sitting on the petty cash box. Here I was the first circling copper sound blown round the circling sun. The first C-shaped drop in the earth, spinning in the earth, spinning earth. In the first sea-tided whisper through the plaited granary door. The yeasty word purled and droned in the looming wound. I was the first pot of spittle mixed in the mud, the dew on the foot in the willing heavens. And the first drum drummed on the palms of her quickening ears, and I drummed from her sun up till her moon down, then I spun from her full and heel. I took stone for shoulders, stone for elbows, stone for hip joints, stone for knees and ankles, and I danced, and my bones beat and sounded and clattered like plowshare on an anvil, and I bounded, wailed, laughed. I was a jackal. I was the first earth man I know. I left home. This was before your father rode his first old scuttling Chevy up the hill, before the snail shell forgot its address, before you held your breath in your backyard woods and wondered if you could bank on stand or stand the river left home, and you drowned on dry land, and you drowned on dry land. I just gotta stop and do. Calling Buddy Bolden, calling Buddy Bolden, calling Buddy Bolden, Bolden calling. Sweet calls to and fro, plum black shimmy, hip toe Congo love calling, calling tongueless tunes. Big leg woman, why you be so mean? Got plenty ham, fat woman, but you cut so lean. Big leg woman, why you cut your meat so lean? Calling, cutting, Bolden. That black Buddy Bolden who play New Orleans, Louisiana blues for real. Who say, Shake your ass to the brass, Buddy Bolden, who talk bad, who play for pimps, and them who say, I'm Buddy Bolden, and I'm king in Lincoln Park. It's me that come to see, play for happy, play for sad, birth, death, day, and boogie in the dark. Calling Buddy Bolden, calling Buddy Bolden, horn rising like a special rising sun. Buddy whose notes dance and ring with the young fine ones, like wind in the crane, in the cane. Man say play clean, lawyers, doctors, teachers, things inside. I play for them, don't want to hide. Play for Hannah, play for Rain. Calling Buddy Bolden, calling Buddy Bolden, calling Buddy Bolden. Calling Buddy Bolden who's gone insane. Sly mongoose as a woman. Because I want you from Wichita. Because I want you beneath house leaping trees in Columbia, Missouri. Because I want you Chesterfield, Riverside, and Tramline. Because I want you suspended in fits and hesitations. Because I want you in every high place. Because I want you mountainous at 1/16th inch per year. Because I want you jousted upstream in slippery fish futures. Because I want you darkling on light ears, lighty ears memories. Because I want you impoverished in ebony and ivory. Because I want you melisma in microtones from out of and back into from out of nowhere. Polymetric glissando up tempo dexterity in cycles of fifths. Because I want you come out of the blues. Because I want you between a rock and a hard place. Because I want you in sheets of rain. Because I want you tear drenched in smiles. Because I want you famous Muslim bean pie. Because I want you pork chop and pork pie hat. Because I want you in multiples of zucchini and potassium rich, whose kernel cracked raw and clabbered. Because I want you perishable. Because I want you undigestible, mummified, shelf life improved. Because I want you color added red dye. Number three, caffeine and Cracker Jack, empty calories with a surprise inside. Because I want you soul omnivore, refreshing spring, redemption center. Because I want you eagle stamps, chocolate, and Acme's prayer house. Because I want you in your 21st step to heaven. Because I want you newfound love and top of the harp, celestial equator earth bound bending eastward to wake Geneve. Because I want you sacred and yellow-backed. Just one necromancer from now, animated and bridled by ambiguous spirits and a lathered syntax. Because I want you, tell my horse. Because I want you, ask my horse. Because I want you, new day lady. And can't explain, and can't explain, and can't explain. Because I want you, ask my horse. I don't know if any of you have ever heard Arthur explain this piece or not, but it's the possession when he uses the word horse. You know, in voodoo, it is the possession. You know, I possess you. I want you. I want you. Be careful when they say, I want you. Tell my horse. Tell my horse. Check it out, the ancient language. And so, Arthur has come to you, and we will give back to him. But as his afterwards, from the Sly Mongoose, as always, after text comes a colophone, rambling and reflection seeing our hands, making the book as event. Thrift has yet to visit the process. In this instance, those human hours exceed 250. beginning unusually with this paper made from rags, then printed respectfully undampened using foundry types. These brought over from Germany and called Sabun Antiqua. Rightfully in sequence, the binding has been done here. Over the occasion of unusually early springtime, with whiffs of renewal and return. This first edition is just 200 navigating along to you with the geese and bird songs. I greet you, and I have from Arthur.